5 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. And we have talked a lot of Lions today, and maybe not the way we normally do. It is a weird week. A, it's a compliment to your team. They're that good that the outcome of this weekend does not feel like it's in doubt. You are 2 touchdown favorites. It's the biggest point spread all year in Las Vegas. It's the Jaguars' backup quarterback, Mac Jones. You're getting Taylor Decker back. You're getting Za'Darius Smith. And we've talked about it a different way, which is this Lions team, I think the further you get from last week's game, the more you appreciate it, the more you appreciate the win. 7 in a row. I mean, they haven't done that in however, I couldn't tell you. 6 in a row they hadn't done in 30 years. But it's the idea of the bandwagon, and I don't gatekeep fandom. But I do caution you that if you are a diehard and you are in heaven right now, you are going to see this bandwagon is going to grow and grow and grow and grow, because the Lions are not only the story in football, they're really one of the stories in all of sports. And it's about, this is a finite thing. It's part of the reason I get in such arguments, Rico, with Tiger fans. I hate this idea of the imaginary dynasty, winning your third title when you haven't won your first. So it is, Dan Campbell's audio got me thinking. David, could we cue that up if you don't mind? And it's really, I think you have to appreciate Dan Campbell's self-awareness and his honesty. And when he speaks like this, it gets me thinking the way I'm thinking. So, David, do you have that? Thank you, buddy. Here's Dan Campbell talking about this moment in time and about how long you'll have your coordinators. Take a listen to this. It's a moment in time, and I think it's a moment not only for the Lions and their fans, a moment for the city. So I had asked the question, or I had made a statement and then welcomed you to attack me, which is, I think the bandwagon, there should always be room. Yeah. I think everyone's welcome. I don't care if you've been a doubter. I don't care if you didn't have them winning the division last year in a playoff game, or you didn't pick them to win the Super Bowl like I did. I don't care. If you are one of these fans who has experienced PTSD or SOL, or you're afraid, or you left the team, I wanted to know from a Lions fan perspective, are you willing or understanding of what's going on and saying, you know what, F the gatekeeping of fandom. Everyone get on board, because I think this is going to be a special ride, and I do believe they're winning the Super Bowl. And I just thought it'd be a fun way, because Rico, what the hell are we breaking down with the Jaguars?
Nothing.
Seriously.
Nothing. No, and the statement reminds me a lot of the honesty he had with his team after the NFC Championship game and saying, hey, guys, I can't promise you we're going to come back here. Okay? That's not there. And saying, hey, right now is a special time. Next year's not promised. Let's enjoy the moment. So, yeah, it does beg the question for Lions fans. Are you okay with people jumping on the bandwagon? Because, like it or not, they're there. They're climbing on the bus. Yeah, it's... Lions games are an event. They're not a game anymore, because you have people there who are all about just the pregame celebration, just wearing Lions gear, chanting Jared Goff, saying, I'm in the building. I just want to be a part of this because it seems like it's fun. It's cool. You're the hot thing right now. You are America's team. Everybody loves you. And it may not last the next year because your coordinators could be gone and you could be looking at a different team. But you don't care about next year. You care about right now. So, Lions fans, are you willing to open up the bandwagon to anybody who wants to join, even though they haven't been suffering since 1980? Even if they don't remember this play or this playoff game or the Lomas guarantee or the Sterling Sharp touchdown for the Packers to win, are you willing to allow them to come in? 248-539-9797.
Succinct. People, where are you at? David, we'll get the ticket text as well.
I was a little torn on this. I don't really care if the fans want to come back that were gone. Not a big fan of it, but where I took a change of heart is looking at these road games. We need all the fans we can get. So come on, bandwagon it up. Let's go. As a Lions fan since 1990, it's definitely more special for me for the simple fact that once the ride is over, I'll still be on the bandwagon while the other people will easily move off once they start losing again. That's Marlon in Walt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely no. There's no fair weather fans here. Mike in Dryden.
Oh, man.
The gatekeeping thing is something I have never understood. Like, let me give you a personal example. So I spent my entire life where, outside of a random year, Michigan State sucked at football. And then things changed. And you felt it. They won the Big Ten, but got a piece of it in 2010. 2011, the heartbreak at a Big Ten championship game. But you could feel this building, like all of a sudden, MSU tickets were harder to come by. And there was a bandwagon. And then getting to the Rose Bowl was just chaos. But I never thought about, oh my God, what are all these fair weather fans? No, it was this thing about everybody. And like people that I had spent time with and tailgated with, there were people who were there in 87 for the Rose Bowl who swore they'd be back the next time they went. Mm-hmm. And they didn't go back. And those people were dead. It was just this idea of community. I view the Lions the same way. That it's, you don't have time to gatekeep.
No, but the gatekeeping comes because you don't have the same pain that I had. So, therefore, my fandom is more valuable than yours because I've been through the fires. I've been through the tragedies. And I survived. You don't get to just show up at the last second and get a slice of cake. No, that's not how it works.
I think sports means something different to everybody. So you can't put your value system on somebody else as far as a fan. Like, you can have arguments about the game and what you think is important versus others. But, like, the idea that the Lions are the Cubs of football and they're very much becoming this magic story, that they're not only good, they've got this, the grit thing, whatever it is.
As Goff likes to say, they're just built different.
Yeah, they are. So I thought it was a fun way to talk about them before they're going to be big favorites this week. They'll be big favorites again next week against the Colts. There's nothing for us to break down. They play their game. They're going to win these games. And then once you win a game on the road against a first place team with five interceptions down by more than 14. Yeah, that hadn't happened since 1970. Just going to go ahead and tell you all the rules are gone. I'm just going to pick them to win every week. Mm-hmm. Because you know what I mean?
Right.
And I wouldn't be shocked if they won by 20 Sunday. Wouldn't be surprised at all.
Here's the thing. I mean, I know they've had problems, but their next checklist game is going to be
Thanksgiving.
Can you beat and win on Thanksgiving? You haven't done it 7 years in a row.
And you know what they'll do? They'll tap into last season when Green Bay came here and hit them with a garbage can, and they'll do the revenge tour. And they'll beat him again. It's just the connectivity between Campbell, staff, and locker room. It is so rare in the NFL for it to look like this. Mm-hmm. Him doing that interview at halftime, talking about we're going to get turnovers. It'll happen. As he's saying it, Carlton Davis gets an interception. You can fight it or you can just go, you know what? Submit to the magic. This is real. Like it's, right. I just believe it in my heart. I believe they're winning the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about the bandwagon a little bit. Hey, real quick, just a side note, like not a topic. Did you guys see this story out of Pittsburgh regarding the Paul Skeens rookie card?
I did.
Yeah, Jeremy was talking about it. Like, they're offering the world.
Well, let me give that to you. So, Paul Skeens, there's a one-of-one autograph card, and it's found randomly in a pack of 2024 Topps Chrome update that releases November 13th. Now, I'm not a card collector. I don't know what the hell any of that means.
So it came, it's a special pack that came out 2 days ago.
The Pirates put this on social media saying, the lucky person who finds this card, we want to bring the card home to PNC Park to share with all Pirate fans. Here's what they're offering if you get the card and give it to them. Two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years. A softball game for 30 at PNC Park, plus coaching from Pirates alumni. A spring training experience that includes a private tour of Pirate City and Leekon Park. Meet and greet with Paul Skeens. Two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys. Batting practice and warm up with the team. And you get to watch a game with Livy Dunn in the suite.
You really and get to watch a game with Livy Dunn?
She has added that to the recruiting pitch, along with unique experiences at Pirate City and Leekon Park for the card. I don't know that I've ever seen something like that.
When Jeremy read that in his update, I thought he was kidding.
I'm like,
for one card.
It's a one of one. So the card is probably worth $1 million. If Paul Skeens goes on to have, like, it's like a Mike Trout one of one.
Right. It's like, yes. Or if he ends up being nothing and it's like Wow. But yes, if you get that card, especially if you're a Pirates fan.
Well, that's different. If you're a Pirates fan, it's different. But I just thought it was interesting. Side note to the Lions thing. 30 years of season tickets behind home plate. What's cash value on that?
Pirates game.
Then again, it's probably like $50. $14.
I said 50.
$14 and a sandwich.
Oh,
fair man. Enough. All right, Rico, take him to the
you
bridge.
We're part of the Willie Stargell. We are family.
Straight to the people, we go to Sonny, leading off in the 5 o'clock hour. Hello, Sonny.
What's good? What's good, fellas?
What's up,
Sonny?
All right. I think we need to maybe explain the gatekeeping with a little more nuance. And let me just first acknowledge that this Friday, man, we're having a good time. This is sports. So root for who you want to root for. However.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I do think that one of the reasons why we have such a home field advantage and a fan base who travels so well is because, listen, we've had to pay a price for that, a costly price. And I'm not talking about a ticket you can buy on StubHub, right? The kind of pain and suffering we've been through for decades at the bottom of the barrel in the league, like that produces something powerful. So I think that has helped to create a culture. So gatekeeping really is a means to preserve the tradition and the culture that we've had to pay a heavy price for here in Detroit. Now, think of it like this, okay? A married couple gets a divorce, and just because they divorce doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be enemies, right? So Rico and David, I love y'all, but if you divorced your hometown team because they sucked for so many years, you bail, I get it. Listen, we can still be friends, right? We love to have you cheer with us. Thank you for your support, but that's not a bandwagon fan. That's a fan cheering the bandwagon as it's strolling by, okay? If you want to get on a bandwagon, then, yeah, I think that's like moving back in the house. You got to renounce the other woman to move back in the house. So to me, that's the nuance. That's the difference.
You know what, Sonny? Here's the thing.
That was a deep breakdown by Sonny.
We're not that far away. That's why I told David. When Dave was like, I'm back, I'm like, wait, so you're willing to say you're done with the Steelers? Because there's a difference between me saying, Sonny, man, I'm so happy for you. You know what? I can watch the game for you. I can root for the Lions knowing you're happy and the rest of Detroit is happy. Has nothing to do with me. So I'm cool with that.
I get it. I agree with that. I'm with you.
But yeah, well, David is
I also said I'm rooting for the city. I never said that I'm a Lions fan.
Well, that is fair. And listen, I mean, okay, so I don't care where you were 3 or 2 years ago. Like, I that doesn't matter to me. But, okay, I said you're winning the division, you're winning the playoff game. People jumped on board 2 years ago. Great. Yes, I've picked them to win the Super Bowl. Who cares? But I agree with David in this regard. Like, no, I'm still a Giants fan. But I, like David, despite what you may believe, I want my people to be happy here. Like, I want this for the city because this truly is this cloud that hangs over this town.
Oh, brother, people are like, oh, I said last, if the Lions had beat the Niners, then yeah, I want you to go and win the whole thing. I want to see this city celebrate. You don't mean that. Actually, I do because you beat my team. What am I going to sit here and be angry? No. I know that you're about to experience something that you've never experienced before, and I want to be there for you to watch it. I don't have to be there dressed from head to toe in Honolulu blue and silver, but I'm here for you, and I want you to experience happiness. I don't hate you. I'm not mad at you. I actually want you to have this experience. But yeah, I got that a lot. Like, oh, you must have just been so happy. Like, guys, if you would have won, it was no big deal. Last time I checked,
yeah. As long as they avoid,
I don't play for the team.
As long as they avoid the Giants, I'm good. But who are we kidding? The Giants are ass. Let's go to Colin, 97.1. Colin, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I just want to say I feel like if people want to bandwagon the Lions, shouldn't that really just be a testament to where we're at? And I mean, the more support for the team, the better. I mean, I tell you what, I cheer for the Ottawa Senators, one of the worst teams in the NHL the last 10 years, and I would kill to have people want to bandwagon our team. We should just be happy that we're here, and people would even consider rooting for the Lions of all teams, considering what we've been through.
You know what? First of all, I'm fascinated. I agree with the opinion totally. How the hell does a guy from Westland like the Ottawa Senators? You want to help me with that?
All right, so I was playing NHL 2003 with my dad when I was a young guy. Danny Heatley came on the screen for the EA Sports. It's in the game.
Oh my
he
God.
Had no teeth. I took an infatuation with that guy, and, you know, he ended up being a senator, and I unfortunately stuck, and I root against the only successful Detroit team in my whole lifetime, the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, my God. You poor thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. Colin, that video game destroyed your life. You do realize this, right?
The video game and the Detroit Lions, yes.
Well, the Lions are going to make it right. I can't promise you much about the Sens, but yes, the Lions are going to be okay. I had to ask the question. I'm like, wait, Ottawa? Sense. Unless you tell me you're from there or something. It's a very unique thing.
I get asked the question all the time.
Yeah, I've known you for 15 years. Only a few years ago did you explain it to me where it was like, okay, I get that. Where yes. It was late 80s, you were tired of getting kicked in the face as a Lions fan, and the Niners, late 80s, were all sizzle. It was the stars.
Well, no, and the Super Bowl came here. So it was all, like, imagine what it was like for all the hype with the draft. Well, the Super Bowl is here. Lions never play in the Super Bowl. So to me, it was like two separate events. Like, the Lions don't play in this game. Like, they just play football, but this is like the next level. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, I like this 49er team. And the rest was history.
Let's go over to Armand, 97.1. What's up, Armand? How are you?
Well, and yourself?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So, we all know sports brings people together. And I believe that this is one of those moments here. Now, we are essentially the Cubs of football, and when the Cubs got to where they were, everyone rallied around them, and I think we should be just as welcoming. With the way the world is today, we could use something to cheer for. So let's let everyone on board.
Yeah, I just think it's bigger than a team. I think it's bigger than petty fandom, and Dan Campbell said it. You guys want to waste energy, gatekeeping, and no. This is going to be over before you realize it. Bolt the season. And maybe this moment in time. Because if I had to bet on it, I'd bet you're losing both your coordinators. And Ben Johnson, you may see him twice a year. Like, it just seems like it is headed right for that Bears job.
Wait, so all those cute plays that you love are now going against
you? They're
going
to turn on you. And Aaron Glenn, if he doesn't get a job, there should be an investigation. With what he's done with this defense, he's already gone through the interviews. He's been passed over. The man coached a game.
Where's the rainiest place he can go coach?
Well, that's the point. The man coached a game. Nobody was holding an umbrella. His glasses were destroyed, and he destroyed the Packers. He's going to be a head coach. Like, you're losing both coordinators. It is right here, right now. What, David? What, please?
I was going to say, with New Orleans open, and that's where he played.
That would work. Dallas open. He's a Texas kid.
Thank you.
But you get my point.
Yeah, but Dallas going after Belichick.
Which I don't understand. The guy's 800 years old.
Really? Jerry Jones?
I know. I'm saying legitimately you're hiring a coach that you don't know will be available tomorrow.
Well, it'll be a bidding war between him and the Raiders trying to get Belichick, like, guys, or you can go and get a young coach.
Right. You can get someone who has much better odds of waking up tomorrow. Like, I don't understand how you're,
I mean,
just...
he's hip. He's young. He's got a 26-year-old girlfriend. He's good.
Okay. Noted. I'm making a point. It's so bizarre. What is that? Belichick entering the bedroom? Come to me.
Oh, boy.
I'm hip. I'm cool. Sorry. Yep, that's probably a great place to stop. 248-539-90. Well done, David. Honestly, some of your best work today.
All right, so we had a lot that we did today. The main question was for Lions fans, the gatekeepers out there. Would you accept bandwagon fans? Would you accept fans who haven't rooted for the Lions in years, some even decades, rooted for other teams, but they now want to root for your Lions? Would you accept them? Hit the Odyssey Rewind if you want to hear some of the answers. Some said no. Don't come back. Stay away. David and I took a couple of strays. We also had TJ Lang on earlier, and then we did the Prop Bet Casino and the picks. Who said it? If you missed any of today's action, use the Odyssey Rewind. David, a couple ticket checks before we pass this on to Rieger and Wojo.
Someone texting us from the pick saying, I know it's Friday, but dog, guys, are y'all drunk? No, we had a little fun on the picks. That was fun.
Yeah.
It is Friday. Someone says, come on, come on. Let's go Lions. All jump on board. Everyone is welcome on the bandwagon except Chapman. That is Ted in Flint.
Is he still doing the SOL?
I don't want to know.
He can't be doing SOL. I mean, I tried to stop him last year, like, bruh, come on.
Oh, he was doing it after every game last year.
Like, if they're wild, it's like, yeah, you can't.
You can't. But I don't listen, so I don't know. Rico and David are not allowed on the bus. Get off. You left. The pass is used. The rest of us didn't leave, so get off. Okay.
I never asked to be on. I was just asking a question. Okay, let's not get it. I never asked to get back on the bus.
They really responded to me. Well, I ask if I can get on.
Once again, the one caller put it best. We've broken apart.
He's right.
You have somebody else. I have somebody else. I can be happy that you're getting married and you found your silver medal in life. I can be happy with that.
Jason is responding, saying, to be fair, David did say if the Steelers and Lions played in the Super Bowl, he would root for Pittsburgh. I respect that. Right. So that's from Jason. That's exactly the truth. I would.
I mean, what do you think I was rooting for last championship game?
Right. You were rooting for the Niners. Right. You should have been rooting for the Niners.
Stay away from everybody. Like, yes. Don't call me. Leave me alone. And at halftime, I was telling my neighbor, go ahead and make plans to go to the Super Bowl because it looks like the Lions got this. And you're going to enjoy yourself.
Correct. I've been a Lions fan since 1957. Here we go again with that. And I want everybody to enjoy it. Doug from Lapeer.
I always love it how they still have to let you know. Oh, we're all welcome, but I've been here since 57. So you're new here, guy. Okay?
Well, it's because of the one caller we had earlier that said, if you're a millennial, if you were born before 1980 or 1990 or whatever it was.
If you didn't see them waste Barry Sanders' career, I was like, yeah, I've seen them waste Billy Sims' career. I've seen them waste quarterback after quarterback's career. Like, you saw them waste Calvin Johnson's career and Matthew Stafford's career. That's equal.
There's a weird amount of pride from Lions fans that comes with, like, I've been through this amount of misery.
It's a Cubs fan.
Yeah, that's 100%.
It's a badge of honor to say, but what about that? Do you remember that game? Like, yeah.
And those are the fans that'll gatekeep you guys because they've experienced all this pain. You guys aren't allowed to jump on yet.
Right, like the pitch back and forth type of game. How in the world did you lose that? But you lost.
Yes, there's room on the bandwagon, but you need to understand how to conduct yourself at the game. No. I'm not sitting down for this play. If you want to participate, you're responsible for actually being a fan. Wes in the thumb.
Or even if you're on the road. It was funny. Caller DJ sent me a photo, and he was just like, bruh, it was Lions people. They will not sit down. I can't stand up because I'm 6'6", and I'm going to block the people behind me.
I saw him post that picture.
He was livid. Like, I just want them to sit the bleep down so I can enjoy the game. He was like, I can't stand up because I'm too tall and the people can't see it.
And I was going to ruin everybody in that section.
But you know what? That's what Lions fans are right now. You got to stand up and, face West and chant Jared Goff with your hand over your heart.
I am going to be honest. It took a while for Lions fans, many of them, to understand how to be a fan. And when I say this, I mean when they had that year where they were 1-6 and they started winning down the stretch. People had to tell fans, be quiet when the offense is out here.
David,
they didn't know.
They still don't get the fact when Dan Skipper reports eligible, you don't cheer. It's supposed to be under the radar. You no longer are doing any trick play because you just let the other team know. Whoa. Skipper. Okay.
Cover him. Yelling Skip, right. Then, now we know.
It's your Dan Skipper is eligible. Yeah! Effing Skip!
Well, it's the same thing as this past Goff. Summer. Tiger fans were way out of practice. They didn't know how to cheer or what to do or when to get excited.
They didn't even know how to pay for concessions.
No, they didn't.
That's a good point.
They literally didn't know.
What do you mean my money's no good here? Sir, your money hasn't been good here for 4 years.
You know the one thing that tripped Tiger fans up so much was the three batter rule. Like the fact that you have to leave a reliever in to face three batters or to start an inning.
Oh, yeah.
Knew that.
Nobody gets it. And I'll tell you this. Nobody in the NFL understands the NFL kickoff rule.
I was about to say.
Nobody does.
Dumber rule that should go away, the three-batter rule or the kickoff?
The kickoff one.
Yeah, the kickoff.
Because I don't understand what it's supposed to do.
I sort of understand.
All it does is remind me of the old electric football game. Yeah. You just line up all your people and you wait. And like then you turn the board
like
on.
I thought they were supposed to make it like punitive if the kicker sucked and always hit touchback. So you get the ball at the 30.
I thought so too.
But it doesn't really seem
literally,
to faze
I have no idea.
Team.
When the right. ball is kicked, I have no idea if the team's going to get it at the 20, the 25, the 30,
and
or
see,
the 40.
If you want to tweak this, then yes. If you kick it in the end zone, ball comes to the 40.
The 40 is if you don't get it to the landing zone.
Right.
The 30 is if you go over the landing zone.
But what's the? There's a 25 one too, I think. If you just kick it into the touchback,
If you just take the knee in the end zone,
right, or the landing,
you just call for like the fair catch and say, "I'm not returning this."
It scares the hell out of me.
Remember the good old days? You get to see it every Saturday in college football. It's like, oh yeah, that's what a kickoff's supposed to look like.
And they go running down, and someone heads pops off
onside kick. Wait.
Yeah.
Mr. Wojo, sir, we are going to kick an onside
kick.
We
will be kicking it to the right side over.
Make you aware.
Put your hands team over there.
Just want to make you aware. I don't want to surprise you or anything like that. Okay? We're all good?
Did you see last night when they had to try the onside kick at the end? Oh, the poor Commanders. And
it's so dumb. You got to tell them.
In the NFL now, 2 for 31 in onside kicks.
It's so stupid.
It is dumb. Like, to me, the onside, it's the element of surprise.
Of course.
What? I've often said you can't do it anymore. If my team ever went to the Super Bowl, like if I'm Dan Campbell and I got to kick it off,
onside right
kick.
Away. Well, remember,
if you screw it up, you got the whole game to make up for that mistake.
Okay, remember when they were toying around with instead of an onside kick, you can complete like a 4th and 13?
Yeah.
That would have been sweet.
Whatever
happened to that?
How about this? How about the change up to this? And I really don't know the answer. It just popped into my head. Dan Campbell. Announce you're doing the onside kick at a weird spot in the third quarter, and then kick it away.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't kick it. Well,
no,
how far
can
you
can
have
only
to
do
kick
an onside
it?
Kick in the fourth quarter.
Okay, say early in the fourth
quarter.
And you
got to tell everybody. You got to call your mother and tell her, too.
Well, no. How far do you have away? To kick it? You can't pooch it over the,
because then you give them the ball on the 40.
Landing zone. You got to hit the landing zone.
So if you don't, you got to just kick it all the way down.
You know what? Stuff your landing zone, Hatchet.
Wojo likes the landing strip.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that still around?
That's by the airport, okay. I think.
Yeah.
And just like that, the show's ending.
We always know how to get Rico out of the studio.
What? Have a great weekend. Lions Groupon.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
I just don't like you guys. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Look at the time.
I do like you.
What is the Groupon?
I don't like you.
You get a free win?
Groupon is, it used to be BOGO.
Yeah.
Groupon is, it's a 3-for-1.
The Groupon, yeah. I mean, they will, yes, that is true.
So the Lions
the Colts,
just present
the Jags, and the Bears.
The Lions present the coupon, and they get three wins, and they get
the
next 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, like with
weeks.
Groupon, it's like, no, you can keep cashing it in for more and more. You know, it's not just one.
Oh.
So instead of saying BOGO.
BOGO, Groupon. Groupon, BOGO.